Today's scripture reading is from the book of Galatians, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. The words of God for the people of God.
Wow, that was quick. It was to the point, straight to the point. Sarah, do you have any words that you'd like to share with the congregation? No? Okay, all right. Sarah Johnson is the head of our Compass team, who has been guiding us through these lovely things, First UMC Values. If you don't have a copy of it, they're in the pew in front of you. And you are most welcome to take one. And the one that we're lifting up today, in case you might want to look a little closer, is everyone is welcome to our communion table. Everyone. Period. I kind of like that. Somebody smile. Come on now. That's a biggie. Y'all are too quiet this morning. Was the cool too much for you? Golly, I'm a little worried. I'm a little concerned about you. First, I'd like to say everybody is welcome to this place, everybody, and everybody is welcome to join the choir. The choir's back. Everybody go, whoop, whoop. Yeah, okay. The choir is back, and we're pretty dadgum happy about that. And everybody is welcome to join the choir. Am I right, Heidi? Okay, all right. They invited me, and you all have heard me sing. They're so sweet. That's a testimony to their sweetness. Okay, so we're going to start off with something I think pretty special. Myra Wright is one of our newest members of the church, and as today is Holy Communion, and many of you know, my call came in a position, place of where it was about Holy Communion. So Holy Communion is, yeah, it's so special. It is one of our sacraments, along with baptism, that we in the United Methodist Church consider our sacraments. We could talk about more of that anytime you want to. My office is, right down the hall. I asked Myra, I said, Myra, why do you come to the communion table? And I have to tell you, she's pretty special, and I wanted you to hear her thoughts. So this is Myra Wright, and everyone is welcome, everyone, to the communion table. And Myra's going to tell you why she comes to the communion table.
Good morning. As Marcia shared, my name is Myra Wright, and I'm thankful to be here with each of you today on this Share Sunday. On Tuesday, just before our 10:30 Bible study group, led by my new friend Mary Ellen, started to begin, Pastor Marcia popped into the room and asked if I would meet with her afterwards. Of course, I quickly replied yes. But as she turned and walked away, I thought, oh my, I've never been called to the principal's office before. Am I in trouble? Well, after her cordial hello and how are you, she asked if I would share a brief testimonial on this Share Sunday. With a sigh of relief, I'm not in trouble. Of course, I said yes again. But quickly, my next thought was, what have I got myself into now? Well, our loving God supplies our needs. Pastor Marcia shared today's scripture from Galatians, as Anna just read. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Then she shared our value, which is found in our 2025 calendar under September. And that says again, everyone is welcome to God's communion table. Everyone, period. After returning home and prayer for guidance from the Holy Spirit, my little testimonial came forth. I was born here in Lebanon, and my father, mother, sister, and I attended Second Baptist Church. It was there I gave my heart to Jesus at age 10. At age 13, my family moved, and I was devastated because I didn't get to attend Lebanon Junior High that fall. But during those almost 70 years away from Lebanon, growing up and raising my children, I attended churches of different denominations, various doctrines in California and North Carolina, mostly for location convenience, but most importantly, so that my children would be in Sunday school and in church. I moved back here to Lebanon earlier this year, and my dearest and lifelong friend invited me to First United Methodist Church. In a recent Bible study group here, the question came up, how do you react to strangers? Well, I can tell you, this congregation made this stranger feel very welcomed. Through the years, and to this day, God has laid on my heart the importance of not judging. So why do we come together today to celebrate the Holy Communion? Hopefully we come to celebrate the greatest gift ever given to us, the body and blood of Jesus Christ that provides forgiveness for our sins and assurance of life eternal with Him. In closing, I earnestly and joyfully share again with you our September value, hoping it is one of our lifelong values. Everyone is welcome to God's communion. Everyone. Period.
Thank you, Myra. Today we say everyone is welcome, everyone. And that's a big statement, don't you think? It's a big statement that I am grateful to be a United Methodist. I am grateful for this opportunity to share with you that even though I say this sometimes, even though I get paid to say this, I really do mean it, that everyone is welcome in this place. I think that in a time when our country is so divided, it's more important than ever for us to remember we're all in this together. We're all in this together, even those that don't agree with us. Oh, yikes, there she stepped into that. Even if we don't agree and see eye to eye, Wesley would say we could agree to disagree. And if you don't know who John Wesley is, and maybe some of you don't, and I get that. He's the founder of Methodism. Actually, John Wesley, I love history, okay, so you always get a little snippet of that. John Wesley was an Anglican priest, and he wanted better for his people, for the people that he knew. And so he was so immersed into scripture and having scriptural gatherings. And then he was also interested in having small groups that held each other accountable. There's one particular story that I always find pretty interesting. This particular group had met, and everybody knew, what name can I use? I got to use a man's name, but I don't want to use any man's name in this congregation, because then you'll think I'm talking about you, and I'm not. No. But in this small group, this gentleman had a problem with drink. And so every time they got together once a week, somebody would say, Raymond. See, I can use Raymond because you'll all go, it's not Raymond. Raymond, put your hand up. If you don't know Raymond, you should know him too. Raymond, how's your drinking going this week? I mean, they would just flat out do it. They would just call you on it. And whatever your hiccup was, they would just flat out say, how you doing on that this week? They didn't say, oh, we heard. We got to stop that. Oh, we heard. They just said, how are you doing? And in that group, it grew to where they held each other accountable. Everyone was invited to the group. Everyone was invited to a group, right? And I think that's so amazing because Wesley, he didn't particularly think he was going to change anything other than in the Anglican Church. He thought he was just doing what God called him to do to hold us back to call it scriptural holiness. As we read the scriptures, we saw Jesus Christ. And in seeing Jesus Christ, we actually could see each other if we chose to. Oh, wow. That's kind of interesting, right? And out of it came this, actually, Methodist was a derogatory term that culture around them used. Because, you know, they've always got their nose stuck in a Bible. And they're always talking about God. Huh. And it was a derogatory term. So when you say you're a Methodist, depending on what part of the world you're in, they go, yeah, we know about you troublemakers. And they'd cry, and they'd be right, because he believed that everyone had value, everyone had worth. That's why his Sunday school hour was not a Sunday school hour like we have. His Sunday school hour was to invite people who didn't read or write and teach them how to read and write. Teach them how to, and I love the one story, there was a candle maker, and he taught them how to make candles so that they could generate money for their families to get them out of the poorhouse. He was all about lifting people up. Well, the Anglican Church, full of church people, lovely people, I'm sure, didn't really care for that. They somehow thought he was stepping over the line, that he actually preached in a field to people. Oh, dear Lord, he took Jesus to the fields. They didn't care for it. They wanted everything to be in-house, and they wanted all the money to go in-house for their own care. Huh. Sometimes I actually sit in groups, and I confess this, and we'll bring up a project. A project will be brought up, and it's like, okay, but what is it doing for us? And it makes me kind of think back to those times, because we do have a sister church in Chukuki, Africa. Somebody say Africa. I'm just amazed. I always kind of thought I'd go to Mozambique, but I never made it there. But I sure pray a lot for them. Everyone, even people we don't know, is welcome to the love of Jesus Christ. You get that? And I love that. As we go through these weeks and months and what's left of our lives, ooh, that sounded ominous. Is everyone welcome to be part of the grace of Jesus Christ in our presence? Because you are the element. You are the thing that connects some people to God. Oh my gosh, turn to somebody and say, you are a connector to God. Come on, because you are. Otherwise, they won't know about God. And I don't expect you to go to somebody's house this afternoon, a total stranger, knock on the door and say, do you know God? I don't expect you to do that. But I do expect you, when you go to Walmart, to smile. I love Walmart. It's my go-to place, man. You guys know that. Wherever you go after we are done here, take some Jesus with you. Because you are the reason. You are the ability for God to spread love into the world. Isn't that something? So if you think you're done doing something, maybe because God wants you to do something else. If you think that you are done doing something, maybe because you're supposed to do something else. Oh, well, no, there's no maybe to that. Then God will have something else for you to do. Are you with me? You got it? Just saying. And when you don't really feel good, and I call you, and you make me smile, maybe that's what you're supposed to do. Maybe you're supposed to make this crazy preacher woman go, it's good. All is right. Maybe when I walk up to you on a Sunday morning and tell you I can't start church without you, and you smile back at me, I think that's pretty cool. Maybe when you're somebody new here, now I'm not pointing at anybody that's new here. I pointed at everybody else, but I won't point at anybody that's new. Maybe you're an answer to prayer. Ooh, So thank you for being an answer to prayer because, say it with me, everyone is welcome. Gosh, I love that so much. And I love the gorgeous Compass group that put these little words together. And I really do encourage you to take one of these cards. I do. Because having looked at all of them, they're pretty dadgum good. And it says that we will spend the next year living our shared values as we become a more compassionate and outwardly focused church. The serve day that has been mentioned, we don't keep any of it. The pumpkins that are coming, we don't keep any of that money. I have a colleague and he said, so your pumpkins are coming. I've heard about your pumpkins. We were thinking about getting pumpkins. What do you do with your money? And I thought, dude, you know what we do with the money. I talk about it all the time. He said, well, we were thinking about doing, God love his heart. He said, well, we need new carpeting. And I said, uh-uh. I said, no. No, that's not what we do with it. We give every penny of it away. Because we know that what you give away, God will bless and bring back to you in amazing, wonderful things. Maybe not money, but maybe new sweet people that you've never met yet. Because everyone is welcome. I just think that's the most amazing thing. So thank you for listening to these conversations, because I'm more of a conversationalist, I realize that. As I thought about what we're going to do today in Holy Communion, it made me think, and I love this, I want to share this with you. See that little Bible there? Oh, I dropped my thinger, which I do frequently. This is the new little Bible that's in our children's Sunday school classes. And if anybody's got a little that wants one, come see me, we'll make sure they get one. But here's the fun part. It has the most lovely things that it tells you. It tells you about the Lord's Supper in Mark. So I want to share just a little piece of this with you. During the meal, Jesus took some bread in his hands. He blessed the bread and broke it. Then he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this, it is my body." Jesus picked up the cup of wine and gave thanks to God. He gave it to his disciples and they all drank some. Then he said, "This is my blood, which is poured out for many. And with it, God makes his agreement. From now on, I will not drink any wine until I drink new wine in God's kingdom." Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. You see, they were Methodists too, because we sing our faith. Oh, no. They sang. We sing. Are you with me? Okay. They're not Methodist. I'm just saying it. But here's the neat thing about this, and I've thought of this quite often. Everybody was invited to that table. Even Judas. I can't tell you how long ago it was that I was pondering all this, and it occurred to me, and it struck me really hard. Everybody was invited to that table. Even Judas. Even when Jesus knew who Judas was, he was still invited to the table. Jesus still washed his feet. Now, we're living in a culture right now that if you're not one of us, you're against us. I'm just going to put that out there. And it is hard, isn't it? It's hard not to want to take a side. And I get that. And as Christians, we shouldn't necessarily be quiet when we want to speak our mind. So I'll bail any one of you out anytime you call me. I have a small bail. Oh, I do. I do have a little bailout fund. We can't remain silent, and yet we don't need to be violent, and we don't need to be hurting people with our own opinions. Just saying, that's kind of what Jesus, he invited even Judas when he knew Judas was. Darn it. That Jesus doing Jesus-y stuff, calling us into accountability a little bit. Now, this is a great time for us to get together and do Holy Communion. We do it every first Sunday, and I love it. Because in this moment, as Methodists, United Methodists, we believe that the power of the Holy Spirit draws us. The power of the Holy Spirit draws us to the communion table. Do you ever think about that? Somebody smile. I just think it's lovely that the Holy Spirit, our guide, our comforter, it says in John 14, one of my favorite scriptures, so I quote it a lot. We are invited to the table, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we get to do it. And isn't this great? Everybody's welcome. Look who's here. Whoop, whoop. Because everybody is welcome to receive Holy Communion in this place. And so the little ones come back. Because how else will they learn what we think if they're not part of what we do? Can I get an amen? We're going to prepare our hearts for Holy Communion. We're going to sing One Bread and One Body. I invite you to see the word. And remember that everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome. The ushers will line you up, so to speak. I don't know of an interesting way to say that other than that. They will come to the side of the pews and help you find your way to the communion rail. And if you're so inclined, you may come. But, you know, here's another thing that I don't think we say often enough. And if you don't want to, that's okay too. You're still loved in this place. I'd like to pray, and then we're going to sing. Holy God, we come to this place where you welcome us all. Everybody, even people that aren't here yet, are welcomed here. What an amazing feeling. We pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would pour out on us and that we would feel the peace and the love. And as you said, peace will be with us. That you don't give as the world gives. And for us not to let our hearts be troubled nor afraid. Help us and hold us. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.